Good morning, everybody. I'm glad to see you this morning. I'm going to ask you this morning if you would help me to retell a story. And this story is the Bible reading that Pastor just read from the book of Luke. Now, sometimes we hear stories and we know that they're pretend, they're not real, but I want you to really think this story that we're going to tell was true, because it comes from the Bible, and God's word is true, so we know this happened. So this story, if you were listening, was about 10 men who had leprosy, and leprosy was a disease in Jesus' time. That was really, really bad. It was so bad that if you had leprosy, you couldn't even stay with your family. You had to leave your mom and your dad, maybe your brothers and your sisters, your grandma and your grandpas, your aunts and your uncles, and you had to live way outside the city. So we're going to pretend that we are the 10 men, and we're going to pretend that the congregation, the people behind us, are our family, which they sort of are, and we have to get far away from them. So to do that, I'm going to turn you into a man that has leprosy. So I need everybody to take one of these, okay? And if you look at that man, he's got the red, that's one. You got it. Just like that. There you go. Okay? If you look at this man, how does he look? How does he look? Look at this face. I'm sure this is exactly what it looked like when you had leprosy. How does he look? He looks really sad. He is not a happy camper because he had, first of all, had a disease, and then he had to be far away from his family. So if we are the 10 lepers, come on, let's go, stand up. We got to get far away from everybody. There's the town. We got to get far away. So come on, follow me. Okay, you can come way back here with me. This is about as far as we can go without going outdoors. Okay, so we're way back here, and we're all together one day, and we're standing outside, and look, do you see who I see? It's Jesus. Jesus was walking by on his way to Jerusalem, and we got pretty excited, and we called out, and we said, Jesus, have pity on us. Help us. Can you say that? Jesus, have pity on us. Help us. Now, why would we call out to Jesus and say that? Why do you think we did that? What could Jesus do for us? Ah, I like that answer. He could heal us. Okay? And Jesus said, when he heard us, he said, go and show yourselves to the priest. And we're going to pretend that Pastor Sean is the priest. So let's walk back over to the priest. So we're walking along. We're still not too happy, but somewhere along the way, oh, look, the priest is checking us out. He's looking at us. Somewhere along the way, you can have a seat again. Everybody have a seat. Our sad faces turn to what? Happy faces. Why? Why were we happy? Because we were healed. Jesus healed us. But now that's not the end of the story. Because one man, there were 10 lepers to start, right? One man came back to Jesus. And he thanked and praised Jesus. He said, thank you, Jesus, for healing me. Can we all say that? Thank you, Jesus, for healing me. But Jesus said, hey, where are the other 9 men? Didn't I heal 10 people? And he said to the one man, go, your faith has made you well. The one man said, thank you. If you look at your happy face man, does one of those people have a really, really big open mouth? There it is. Samantha has it. He is the one leper that came back and said, thank you. Now, sometimes we forget to say thank you to Jesus, don't we? Our lives seem so busy. We're at work, we're at school, we're playing. We don't take the time to thank Jesus. But what could we do? What could we say thank you to Jesus for right now? What could we thank him for? We could thank him for praying. Let's say that. Thank you, Jesus, for prayer. What else can we thank Jesus for? Family. Let's say that. Thank you, Jesus, for families. Anything else? For food. That's a good one. Thank you, Jesus, for food. For life. I like that one. Thank you, Jesus, for life. And now let's all fold our hands and pray together. All right? Dear Jesus, thank you for this beautiful day. Thank you for our church. Thank you for forgiving our sins. Amen. And thank you for coming up. And I'll take those 10 lepers back, okay? Thank you. You guys were good. Thank you.